Burlington, and the Streaks lead 18-0, 2:48 to play here in the first quarter. 2-3 zone from Burlington. Capri Ferguson sets the offense, dribbles right, bounces for Juniper Schwartzman right wing. Between the circles, Alexis Edgerson. Capri Ferguson left wing. Backdoor pass to Juniper Schwartzman, lays it up, missed it, got her own rebound, put it up, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Plummer for Burlington. Quickly back the other way, this is Riemann. 15-footer up and no good. Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound for the Streaks. Quickly down the other way, Alexis Edgerson stops on the baseline, puts up a 5-footer, no good. Capri Ferguson with a rebound, can't hit. And it comes away this time to Schroeder for Burlington. Now quarter goes to Riemann, and a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri with the steal. Now we've got travel, so the Streaks for their first turnover of the day. And that is a good thing. Just one here with 2:01 left to play in the first quarter. So Burlington with 11, the Streaks with 1, and Galesburg leading 18-0. Standard inbound from the near sideline, gets it right back, and they're going to say actually it's going to be a turnover because Standard inbounded, and then it was Plummer that handed the ball right back to her, and she was jumping in from out of bounds to get that ball. So that is turnover number 12 by Burlington. Back in for the Streaks, Cadence Leidick, Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson, and they'll replace Juniper Schwartzman, Capri Ferguson, and Alexis Edgerson. Lily Clark and Kayla Pendergast are on the floor for the Streaks as well. Right wing, Cadence Leidick, right baseline, Abby Davidson to Grace Nelson on the wing. Back to the baseline to Cadence Leidick, fakes the three, kicks back out to Grace Nelson for three, top of the key, short. Rebound comes out long to Cadence Leidick. Back to Grace Nelson, she'll reset the offense. Now it's Lily Clark from the left wing, misses the shot. Abby Davidson with the rebound, gets undercut, no call. And the Streaks, no, they're gonna keep it. She tried to get it to Lily Clark. Yeah, as Abby was going up, somebody undercut her, and I'm not sure how you didn't get a foul on that one, but the Streaks will retain possession. Lily Clark inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Cadence Leidick, left wing, goes to the top of the key now, and they'll reset with 1:28 to play. Grace Nelson with it. Out high, 18-0, the Streaks lead. Left wing, three-pointer, Cadence Leidick. That's too strong, and the rebound comes out long, and it looks like Abby Davidson got caught one in the eye, but she's okay going back the other way. 1:12 to play. Standard shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Her second block of the ball game, and the Streaks overthrow Lily Clark coming the other way, so Galesburg turns it over for the second time with 1:03 to play. Here in the first quarter, Streaks with an 18-0 lead. This is Alexis Standard. Gives way to Ella Schroeder. Schroeder with it on the dribble, out high working against Kayla Pendergast. 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Out high it goes to Brown, and that should have been a double dribble. But now it's tapped away by Lily Clark. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Burlington. She had caught the ball, actually a bounce on the catch, lost it, and then she picked it up, then she dribbled again. But they've got it back. This is Schroeder with it out between the circles. Dribbles left with 40 seconds to play. Left wing it goes to Riemann, 5'5", sophomore, working against Grace Nelson. Picks up and goes baseline to Standard. She kind of lost the handle, then got her dribble. She's got it out high on the left wing now. Tapped away by Cadence Leidick. Standard gets it back. Brings it back out high. Now the ball tapped away by Lily Clark, but somehow, they got it, and the shot was missed by Brown, and the rebound comes down to Abby Davidson. Had a layup there and couldn't convert. Now Lily Clark running the floor left side on the feed from Grace Nelson. Lily Clark with her first basket, 20-0 Streaks, 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Standard on the dribble with three, gets in the paint, a little runner is up, missed it, rebound at the buzzer, comes down to the floor to Lily Clark. And we have played one quarter of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. It's Galesburg 20, Burlington nothing. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes. This is Autumn Cantarini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Second quarter just underway. Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Burlington Greyhounds 20-0. Tom Aerith here. Glad to have you along here for Silver Streak girls basketball. A couple of them today in the Streaks Invitational. Standard on the dribble for Burlington. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks to the left wing to Plummer. Plummer gives way to Brown. She'll dribble left. Guarded by Kira Kilgore. Now a steal by Abby Lingefelter. Turnover 13. Down the right side, Kira Kilgore tried to get a shot up. Got pushed from behind. And the foul is going to go against Plummer, I believe. Oh, they're going to say it was on the floor. Okay. So Plummer picks up her first foul. Streaks have it. Inbound comes to Kira Kilgore. Right baseline three-pointer. Good! On the inbound pass from Alexis Edgerson. 23-0 streak, 7:20 to play here in the first half. Ball tapped away from Standard by Alexis Edgerson. Goes out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench, and that's where Burlington will inbound in for the Greyhounds for the first time. If I can see the number 15, that is Emma Rohrer, 5'6 sophomore. So two seniors, a junior, and all freshmen and sophomores on the rest of this team for Burlington. This is Schroeder with it on the dribble out near the center circle. Goes right to Raymond. Raymond dribbles left against Capri Ferguson. Now to steal by Juniper Schwartzman. Juniper down the left side, and what happened? Must have lost the handle. I got kind of down where I couldn't see, but Streaks turned it over. A good defensive play nonetheless by Juniper Schwartzman, and that is turnover number 14 by Burlington, three for the Streaks. 23-0, the Galesburg lead, under 7 minutes to play first half. Standard puts up a 10-footer, no good. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. Outlet to Capri Ferguson, swings it to Kara Kilgore, left baseline for three, too strong. Rebound comes down to Raymond for Burlington. Now it's Standard with it, dribbles right, gives to Schroeder, fires a three-pointer right side, no good. Rebound is going to go off the hands of the Streaks last, and it'll go back to Burlington with 6:31 to play in the half. Streaks pitching a shutout so far, leading 23-0. Inbound comes to Standard, left baseline, fires the three-pointer, missed it. And the rebound, the Streaks had three white jerseys there, couldn't bring it in. Standard gets it, puts it up, in and out, no good from 5 feet. Now they're going to say this one goes off of Abby Lingefelter last. So Burlington will have another crack at it. Had a couple of good open looks. They have not been able to convert one yet, though. It'll be Standard inbound from the left baseline, and it comes to Schroeder outside the three-point arc. Bounces left wing for Rohrer. Now it's Raymond, top of the key. A steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the right side, puts it up off the glass and in. Capri Ferguson with her second basket. And another steal, and it's 25-0 Streaks. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Standard out high right side. It goes to Schroeder. Now to Raymond, top of the key. Another near steal by, and that should be a double dribble. Again, she bounced it when she caught it. And, a block by Capri Ferguson. She's going to get called for a foul. That'll be her first. And that's going to put Maya Raymond, 5'5 sophomore, at the free throw line for Burlington. She'll have two shots at it. 5:47 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 25-0 lead. First shot is up. And in and out, no good. Five new players in for the Streaks. Must be missing a couple. We've only got a total of 10 out there today. And that's probably, he probably doesn't have some of the girls that still play on the sophomore team, probably doesn't have them dressing today since they play two also. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Abby Davidson for the Streaks. This is Grace Nelson, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Cadence Leidick. She'll go to the baseline, back out to Grace Nelson, out high right side, left wing, Lily Clark. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key to Cadence Leidick on the right side. Fires a three, missed it. Rebound, Kayla Pendergast initially got tied up with Schroeder, but Schroeder's able to take it away. And Burlington brings it the other way. This is Standard with it on the left wing. Being hounded by Cadence Leidig. Cadence knocked it away, and we've got a tie-up, and it's going to go to the Streaks. And, again, Cadence Leidig doing the job defensively. On Standard's obviously their best ball player and their best ball handler, but Cadence Leidig giving her fits, and that is 15 turnovers by Burlington. So the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Grace Nelson will trigger. Left wing to Lily Clark. And, oh, tried to bounce for Kayla Pendergast. Pass was a little bit low, and the ball hit the sideline, so that's four turnovers by the Streaks now. 5:07 to play first half. Streaks with a 25-0 lead. First of two here today. Hopefully the second one here in John Thiel Gym. The way it's looking, it will be the case because the winner of this and the winner of the Peak and Bloomington game that's happening over at the Fieldhouse now will play at 2:30 this afternoon. Standard with it out high left side working against Cadence Leidig. Goes left baseline to Plummer. Tapped away and the Streaks come up with it. Another steal. Grace Nelson to Cadence Leidig in the left corner. Penetrates, now got knocked away, and Standard comes away with it. Five Streaks turnovers now. Down court, knocked away by Lily Clark, and Grace Nelson comes up with it for the Streaks. Lily Clark, left side, 17-footer is no good. Standard with a rebound for Burlington. 4:20 to play. Standard went behind her back and just kind of passed it to herself out near midcourt because he had Cadence Leidig going, and she kept going, and Standard had to stop and grab the ball. Now Schroeder has the top of the key, dribbles right. Right baseline to Standard, fires a three-pointer, good. So first basket comes at the 4:04 mark of the second quarter, and the Streaks lead 25-3. Now Abby Davidson got it down on the right block and picked up the pivot foot, so six turnovers on the Streaks, who now lead 25-3. And Coach Massey's just subbing five at a time now. I got the starters split up. Ball knocked away by Lily Clark, but getting it back is Brown for Burlington. Brown stops at the free throw line, 15-footer up and good. So now they've hit two in a row. Sophie Brown with her first basket, and it's 25-5. Right baseline, Cadence Leidig with it. Out high goes to Grace Nelson. Back to Cadence Leidig. Now Grace Nelson, top of the key, fires a three. Good. Grace Nelson with the three. The assist to Cadence Leidig. First basket for Grace here this morning. 28-5 Streaks. 3:17 to play here in the first half. This is Standard on the dribble. Gets to Schroeder out high. Dribbles left. Stops on the wing. Looks for help. And the ball stolen away by Abby Davidson. Bounces for Kayla Pendergast. Now it's Abby on the right wing. 17-footer up and good. Abby Davidson showing some range. She's got six. And the Streaks now lead 30-5. Count that other Burlington turnover there. 18 for the game. 2:42 to play first half. Underneath, stolen away by Abby Davidson again. This is Grace Nelson with it out high. Now between the circles for the Streaks. On the dribble, right baseline it goes to Cadence Leidig. Back to Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Lily Clark with it on the left wing. Bounces for Grace Nelson. High post it goes to Kayla Pendergast. 15-footer no good. Gets her own rebound. 10-footer up, no good. And loose ball. It's going to go off of Burlington last. And the Streaks will have it back on the right baseline. So wholesale substitutions for the Streaks. Kara Kilgore, Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson, Juniper Schwartzman, and Abby Lingenfelter back in for the Streaks with 2:14 to play. Capri Ferguson to inbound to Kiara Kilgore. Left side, penetrates and lost her footing. Oh, got called for the travel. She slipped. Looked like, I don't know, there was a slick spot on the floor as she went to make the move to the basket, slipped and fell. And the Streaks turned it over for the seventh time with 2:07 to play, leading 30-5 here in the first half. Standard on the dribble, out high, goes to the free throw line, cut off by Alexis Edgerson, kicks out to Brown for three, and banked it in. That was a hard angle to bank, and she got excited about that one. Sophie Brown with her fifth point, all here in the second quarter. It's 30-8. Alexis Edgerson right wing, swing it to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. She'll penetrate again. Stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, got hammered, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Shot was no good. Plummer picks up the foul. That is her second, and Kiara Kilgore would go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 points in the game, including a couple of three-pointers. 1:42 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 30-8. First shot, too strong. And she'll get another. It's interesting. I'm one of the Burlington players out there. What's her name? I can't even find her on here now. Riemann was standing there with her arms crossed out between the circles. Second free throw was good by Kiara. Make a 31-8 streaks. This is Schroeder with it. Top of the key, dribbles right. Now goes to the right wing. Stops, pulls up with a 17-footer, no good. Rebound, Capri Ferguson for the streaks. Capri on the dribble, takes all the way down herself. Has an opening going down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and in. Nice take by Capri Ferguson. 33-8 is the streaks lead. Driving down the right side, Standard can't hit the shot, but there's going to be a foul on the shot, and who's it going to go against? Let's see. Looks like Capri Ferguson will pick up the foul. That'll be actually her second foul, the only two fouls in the game on the streak. So Alexa Standard will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 3 points on a three-pointer, and the free throw in and out, no good. That came at the 4:04 mark here in the second quarter, and that was Burlington's first point. Now 1:09 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 33-8 lead and make it 33-9 as she hits the second. Capri Ferguson to trigger for the Streaks. Right wing to Alexis Edgerson. Back to Capri Ferguson. She'll dribble right and give to Juniper Schwartzman. Right wing. Top of the key, Kara Kilgore. To Capri Ferguson, left wing. Backdoor pass, Juniper Schwartzman. Caught it on the undercut and put it up and in. Nice job by Juniper Schwartzman. She went up for the pass, kind of got undercut, was able to gather herself and put the shot up and in, make it 35-9 Streaks. Now underneath left side, Standard gets posted up down there, and she gets another one up and in. She's got six, make it 35-11. Kara Kilgore left side, drives in, a little Euro step, up off the glass and in. What a nice move by Kara Kilgore. 37-11 is the Streaks' lead. This is Standard on the dribble right side, working against Kara Kilgore. Pass to Riemann. And she lost a handle on it. They actually got knocked away by Capri Ferguson. It'll go back to the Greyhounds on the right baseline. Standard will inbound. 13.6 to play in the half. Streaks lead 37-11. Inbound comes to Brown, right wing. Hands off to Standard, being guarded by Alexis Edgerson with 9 seconds to play. Goes to the corner, looking for some help now with six. And we're going to get a five-second call. No, finally gets it off to Schroeder, 15-footer no good. Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks dominating this one at the half. It is Galesburg 37, Burlington 11. All 11 points came in that second quarter. Well, we'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime report. We'll run down some halftime stats for you, talk about what's upcoming as well. Streaks lead at 37-11 here at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Finding the perfect gift is never easy, but I'll tell you what's always a big hit, a detail shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body. Think about it. Who do you know that wouldn't love to have their car, truck, or van cleaned by someone else? Because really, what you're giving is more than just a detail, it's a feeling. That feeling of getting in a nice, clean vehicle, and it's so hard to beat. So no matter what the season, no matter what the reason, make gift giving easy with a detail shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
You can pick a
present, you can pick a present from the Pick a Present board. The Pick a Present board has plenty of presents to pick. Make a match and you could catch the Christmas spirit quick. When others pick and make a miss, this is good for you. But when it's your turn, don't crash and burn, or others will laugh at you. Furniture tools, cleaning, bright shiny diamonds, and more. Barbecue, car detail, and gift baskets galore.
Listen for your chance to call in and play. Keep track of the game board on our website, WGIL.com.
With Bent by Design in Galesburg.
Pick a Present from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available at participating dealers while supplies last. Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK Homeowner series of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available for participating dealers while supplies last.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym, Silver Streak girls basketball. We are at halftime, and the Streaks lead the Burlington Greyhounds 37-11. It has been a tough first half for Burlington. Did get some points all in the second quarter. All 11 came in the second quarter, but the Streaks, after outscoring Burlington 20-0 in the first quarter, still outscored them 17-11 in that second quarter. So an impressive first half of basketball. Burlington has seen this struggled. Really interesting. I believe they're 1-4 on the season, and they've gotten beat pretty handily looking through their games. However, there was a, and I can't remember who it was against, I saw there was a game that they won 53-4. So I can't imagine that. I don't know what happened to that team, but that had to have been some tough basketball to watch that night. But the Streaks dominating here so far this afternoon. The hope is that we get to see a continuous clock in the fourth quarter, as the Streaks with just a total of 10 players dressed for this, because the sophomores are playing two today as well. Sophomores, by the way, won their game over Burlington sophomores 53-9. So the next game will come up at 2:30 this afternoon. If the Streaks win, we will play here in John Thiel Gym. If Burlington comes back and win, that would put us over at the field house. But it's looking so far like the Streaks will be playing here, and won't know who we play for a little while, because the other game that is going on at the same time over at the field house, and that is between the Bloomington Purple Raiders and the Pekin Dragons. So the winner of this game will play the winner of that game here at John Thiel Gym. Let's see, also coming up later today, and of course that game's going to be here on WGIL. Also later this afternoon, Galesburg High boys are going to be in action. They'll be playing at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana College. They'll be taking on the Bettendorf Bulldogs, and Brad Benowitz and Jeremy Pickrell will have that game for you. And that game will start off on 92.7 FM, the Laser, and around 2:45 for the pregame for that one. And Brad and Jeremy will have that. And then when we wrap up, if we're wrapped up early enough, we'll pick them up here on WGIL as well. The Illini in action this afternoon. They're playing against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Take a timeout, come back, and run down some halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 37-11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Happy weekend, happy Saturday, and happy holidays. It's a boatload of toy drive to benefit Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center going on out here at Walmart Supercenter in Galesburg. I'm Tyler Gum, broadcasting live, and I'm going to be doing so until about 2 o'clock this afternoon, but we're going to be out here till 11 o'clock at night. Tonight, we'll be back tomorrow from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. tomorrow. We're collecting toys for the Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. those affected from domestic violence. It's the Boatload of Toy Drive at Walmart Supercenter here in Galesburg.
Are you an RN who could use a Christmas bonus? Say $20,000? Galesburg Cottage Hospital is offering a $20,000 sign-on bonus for full-time medical surgical trained registered nurses. Both day and evening shifts are available, but this bold offer is only available through Christmas Eve or until positions are filled. So if you're interested and qualified, don't wait. Contact the Human Resources Department at 345-4250. $20,000 sign-on bonus for full-time medical surgical trained registered nurses at Cottage Hospital. Call 345-4250.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bazzari from WGIL. Get in the spirit of the season at Discovery Depot. Kids can create a handprint bowl keepsake gift Tuesday, December 21st from 10:30 to 2:30, and a hand-painted ornament on Wednesday, the 22nd from 1 to 3. Both are just $1 with admission. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. Gradually becoming partly sunny today with a high of 38. Clear tonight, overnight low 19. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 36. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 23. The extended forecast, the outlook for Monday, sunny with a high of 42. Clear skies Monday night with an overnight low of 19. While Tuesday, sunny and a high of 36. In downtown Galesburg, it's 33 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I'm Streets lead 37-11 here at John Field Gym over the Burlington Greyhounds in the first game of the day in the Streets Invitational. Run down some stats quickly here. Streets led in scoring by Kara Kilgore with 11 points, a couple of threes, a couple of twos, one for two from the line. 6 points for Capri Ferguson on three baskets, six for Abby Davidson on three baskets, 4 points for Cadence Lydick on a couple of baskets, 2 points for Abby Lingefelter on a basket, three for Grace Nelson on a three-pointer, three for Juniper Schwartzman on a basket, and one for two from the line, two for Lily Clark on a basket. Streets with three three-pointers, two for four from the line, 7 turnovers for the Streets in the first half. For Burlington, they were led. Of course, all their points came in the second quarter. Alexis Standard was 6 on a 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 for Sophie Brown on a 3 and a 2. They hit the 2 3-pointers. They were 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Again, we'll play later this afternoon, 2:30 coming up. Then after the holiday, we'll be down at Mattoon for the holiday tournament. That'll get underway on Monday, December 27th. A couple of games Monday, a couple of games Tuesday, and then championship day will be Wednesday. Then Tuesday, January 4th, we'll have a home game with Rock Island. That's the makeup game from last Saturday. Then Thursday the 6th at Sterling. It's been pretty road heavy at Sterling, at Manual, at Moline, at Lincoln, and then Geneseo home on January 20th, and a couple of home games before going to Quincy. All right, Burlington with a basketball to start the second half. Inbound comes to Riemann and gets it to Brown. She's got it on the right side. Brown on the dribble, and it goes right between the legs of Standard, and Burlington turns it over. That is their 20th of the game. They had 19 in the first half, and Streaks, actually 11 of those were streak steals in the first half. So the Streaks with the basketball. Capri Ferguson with it out there with Lily Clark, Abby Davidson, Kayla Pendergast, Kara Kilgore, and that's it. That's five, right? Abby Davidson down on the left baseline on the block, kicks out to Kara Kilgore, goes to the wing, now penetrates, a little runner-up, no good, and the rebound comes away to Abby Davidson for the Streaks. Lily Clark, right wing, dumps it down to Abby Davidson, overthrew her a little bit, and the Streaks turn it over as Schroeder comes away with it, gives way to Standard. Standard across midcourt in the center circle, gets a pick, goes right down the right side of the lane, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound off the hands of Abby Davidson. Schroeder gets it back, partially blocked by Abby Davidson, who gets the rebound for the Streaks. Now a nice look from Lily Clark to Kara Kilgore running the floor. Kara with 13 now. Lily Clark with the assist. And make it 39-11 Streaks. 6:51 to play here in, and now and over the back, over and back as Standard sometimes tries to do a little bit too much with the ball. She's not a great ball handler, and she tried to go between her legs that time and lost it into the backcourt. So another turnover by Burlington. That's 21 for the game, and the Streaks have it, leading 39-11 with 6:48 to play here in quarter number three. Capri Ferguson, top of the key, left wing, Kara Kilgore to Kayla Pendergast. Now at Capri Ferguson, right wing, Lily Clark. Goes baseline, fires an 18-footer, short, rebound. Kayla Pendergast puts it up and in. First basket for Kayla. And she got the offensive rebound. Make it 41-11. There's that 30-point lead. 6:22 to play here in the third quarter. Standard picks up, gets it left wing to Raymond. Knocked away by, knocked away by Capri Ferguson. They say it went off of Raymond last, so the Streaks get it back on turnover 22 by Burlington. Five new players in for the Streaks: Alexis Edgerson, Grace Nelson, Cadence Leidick, Juniper Schwartzman, and also Abby Lingefelter for the Streaks. Abby Lingefelter left wing, goes to Alexis Edgerson. Now Grace Nelson with it out high to Cadence Leidick. Right corner goes Alexis Edgerson. Down on the block, Abby Lingefelter leans in, can't hit, but she's fouled, and it's going to go, is it Plummer or is it Schroeder? We'll see who they call. Plummer, that's her third foul, Sadie Plummer. And that puts Abby Lingefelter at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up, bounces high and no good. So Plummer's going to go to the bench as Coach Dee Dee Warner get her out with three fouls and brings back in Emma Rohrer, 5'6", sophomore. Plummer also just a sophomore, 5'9". Second shot for Abby Lingefelter up, missed it, and the rebound comes away to Rohrer for Burlington. Gives way to Standard. Standard across midcourt, working against Cadence Leidick. Now this is Brown with it. Brown dribbles down to the right baseline, pulls back out, gives to Schroeder, out high on the right side. Schroeder to Brown. She'll pull it back out, working against Alexis Edgerson, out high on the right side with 5:38 to play here in the third. Streaks leading 41-11. Backs her way in, kicks it back out to Schroeder. Now back to Brown on the right wing. And a steal by Alexis Edgerson, and a push is going to be called on Brown after the steal. So great job by Alexis Edgerson on the defense, picks up the steal. Burlington turns it over. The foul went against Sophie Brown, and that is her first. Second team foul on Burlington here in the second half. Right wing, Cadence Leidick with it. Now Grace Nelson. Right baseline goes to Cadence Leidick. Cadence puts it on the floor. Gives to Grace Nelson on high. Burlington still in that 2-3 zone. Swing it over to Alexis Edgerson. Top of the key. Grace Nelson for three. Missed it. Cadence Leidick with a rebound. Down on the right block. Leans in and gets tied up. And jump ball and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. 41-11 is the Streak lead. Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline to Cadence Leidick. Fires a three left wing. Too strong. Rebound. Grace Nelson gets it up. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. And gets knocked away from behind. So Grace Nelson getting in there with the offensive rebound as well. Back to the Streaks with 5 minutes to play here in the third. And it comes to Cadence Leidick. Back to Grace Nelson. Right baseline. 17-footer is short. And the rebound is tapped around, and the Streaks come up with it after it got saved in bounds. Grace Nelson with it. Grace on the dribble out high right side. Out high left side it goes to Alexis Edgerson. Now Grace Nelson right wing. Swing it to Cadence Leidick. Cadence penetrates. The runner in the paint up. No good. Rebound. Juniper Schwarzman misses. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Stayed with it well. She's got five in the game. And make it 43-11 Streaks, 4:23 to play here in the third quarter. This is on the dribble. Standard just lost the handle on it, went out of bounds. They're going to say it went off of Cadence Leidick last, though. So let's see, three new Streaks in. Capri Ferguson back in, Kayla Pendergast, and Lily Clark, and they'll be in there with Alexis Edgerson and Juniper Schwartzman. Left side, Rohrer from 15, no good. Rebound, Kayla Pendergast for the Streaks. And the Streaks turned it over. I'm not sure what happened on that. I think Kayla was trying to make the alley pass and got tapped. And went, I don't know, she must have hit it last, though. That'll be nine Streak turnovers. And it comes to Standard. Shot no good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Quickly back the other way. Alexis Edgerson on the feed from Lily Clark, puts it up and in. Puts it up in and on the left side. Her first basket, 45-11 Streaks, 3:48 to play here in quarter number three. Pass underneath, stolen away by Alexis Edgerson. Alexis on the dribble right side, goes down, puts it up, no, but gets fouled by Standard. That'll be the first foul on Alexis Standard, and that puts Alexis Edgerson at the free throw line with two shots. Just scored moments ago. 3:38 to play here in the third quarter. First free throw bounces high, no good. Streaks still struggling from the free throw line here this afternoon. They ended up the other night, I think I had them 11 for 25. Second shot is away and bounces too strong, and the rebound kept alive by Kayla Pendergast, but Standard comes away with it for Burlington. And she'll walk it up for the Greyhounds across midcourt, gets it to Rohrer. Back to Standard out high on the left side, working against Lily Clark now. Standard dribbles left, little runner from about 15 feet out. It ended up being a nice pass down underneath to Schroeder. Didn't mean to do that, but Schroeder grabbed it and put it up and in. That's her first basket, 45-13. Now Alexis Edgerson drives left side, little runner off 1 foot, puts it up and in. She's got four all here in the third quarter, 47-13 streaks. Quickly back the other way, Brown misses. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. Capri Ferguson down court to Lily Clark, drives right side, puts it up, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman puts it up, no, but she's fouled. The foul's going to go against Rohrer, Emma Rohrer. So Juniper Schwartzman, a couple of rebounds on that sequence. And she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She was 1 for 2 in the first quarter. She's got 5 points in the game. Now they get six as she hits the first. 48-13 streaks. Grace Nelson's going to check in to replace Capri Ferguson. 2:53 to play third quarter. 48-13 is the streaks lead. Second shot for Juniper Schwartzman up and rolls off no good. Rebound comes away to Ella Schroeder for Burlington. Schroeder across midcourt met by Kayla Pendergast. Bounces right side, out high for Standard, working against Lily Clark. Standard throws right. Nice job by Lily Clark. Tapped it away from her out of bounds. It goes back to Burlington in front of their own bench. Standard has had her hands full. Doesn't matter who's been guarding her here this afternoon, whether it's been Alexis Edgerson, Caden Slidick, Lily Clark, Kiara Kilgore, whoever's been there. She has had trouble handling the ball. Now kind of a half-hook shot from about 15 feet by Riemann. No good. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound. Down court it goes to Lily Clark. Shot got blocked, and it's going to go back to the streaks. Out of bounds down on the right baseline. 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. 48-13 streaks. Inbound to Lily Clark. Penetrates right side. 10-footer no good. Rebound comes away to Schroeder for Burlington. Now across midcourt. Riemann. Now it is Rohrer, misses a 15-footer. Grace Nelson with a rebound. Down court it goes to Lily Clark, right wing. Swing it over to Alexis Edgerson, left wing. Tab of the key, Grace Nelson for three, too strong. Rebound comes away to Schroeder for Burlington. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. 48-13 is the streak's lead. This is Schroeder on the dribble. Fires a three-pointer, no good. It's going to fall out of bounds, and we'll take it back the other way. As Capri Ferguson checks back in. And we have a mask timeout, or is this a Burlington timeout? I think that's what their coach is asking, if this can be a mask timeout. I'm not sure. Well, it's a full timeout anyway. We'll take one as well. 1:43 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 48, Burlington 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Here's John Thiel, Jim, Tom Meredith. Glad to have you along with us. Eric Gibson will be back with me when we get things underway in the second half of the season with the holiday tournament down at Mattoon. Streaks with the basketball leading 48-13. Lily Clark right wing tried to bounce it in for Juniper Schwartzman. Got kicked away. Streaks will inbound on the right baseline. Still 1:38 to play here in the third quarter. We will have a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. Capri Ferguson to inbound, and it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Left baseline, fires a three, too strong. Rebound comes down to Capri Ferguson, 5-footer, no good. Juniper Schwartz with the rebound. Got looked like she got hammered, and it's going to go back to the streaks as Standard knocked it out of bounds, and she's questioning that. But the officials want to get it over and done with as well. Don't blame them. Don't blame them. All right. 1:29 to play, and the streaks will have it on the near sideline. It'll be Alexis Edgerson to inbound. In it comes to Capri Ferguson out near midcourt, right of the center circle, to Lily Clark, right wing. Back to Capri Ferguson, to Alexis Edgerson, left wing. Capri Ferguson, top of the key, right wing. Lily Clark fires just inside the three-point arc. Good. Lily Clark with her second basket. The assist to Capri Ferguson. 50-13 streaks, 1:10 to play in the third. Standard on the dribble, out top. Gives to Schroeder at the free throw line, down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Kayla Pendergast. Ball goes to the floor. Juniper Schwartzman comes up with it for the streaks and gets fouled by Schroeder. Nice job by Kayla Pendergast on the defense with a blocked shot. And the streaks will bring it back the other way. Foul one against Schroeder. That is her second. 15 foul now on Burlington with 58 seconds to play in the third. Alexis Edgerson left wing to Capri Ferguson out between the circles with 53. Lily Clark right wing outside the three-point arc. Puts on the floor. Stops. Swing it to Capri Ferguson left wing. Fires a three-pointer. Short. Rebound to Alexis Edgerson. 10-footer left baseline. No good. And the ball is going to go off of Schroeder last. Streaks will have it back on their own left baseline with 40 seconds to play here in quarter number three. In it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Three-pointer right base or right wing is good. Alexis Edgerson, all her points coming so far here in the third quarter. She's got seven, make it 53-13 streaks, 28 seconds to play. A near steal by Capri Ferguson. Knocked it out of bounds out near midcourt, and Burlington will inbound with 25.7 to play. In it comes to Schroeder. Now back to Riemann. And a steal by Juniper Schwartzman. So another Burlington turnover. That's five in the half. Alexis Edgerson. Underneath it goes to Lily Clark down on the right block. Has to pull it back out. Gets to Capri Ferguson, top of the key. Alexis Edgerson left wing for three. Rolls off, no good. Juniper Schwartzman with the rebound, but gets fouled on the putback by Standard, and she will go to the free throw line. So Juniper Schwartzman have a dominant afternoon on the offensive glass. That's five, that's seven in the game. She's got 13 rebounds, and at the free throw line, first shot is up and good. 7 points for Juniper Schwartzman. See if we can get her a double-double here this morning. Second shot up and good. Actually, I guess it's probably afternoon by now. Oh, not quite, 11:53. 2 seconds to play in the quarter. Standard gets a shot off just before the buzzer, banks it in, a three-pointer. She didn't know how much time was on, then somebody yelled, and she, a little off of 1 foot, threw a long three-pointer off the glass. And we have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 55, the Burlington Greyhounds 16. We'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks with a steal to start the fourth quarter. It was Kayla Pendergast that got the steal, and it was Capri Ferguson laid it up and in. And the Streaks lead 57-16 back here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Erta, thanks for being along with us here tonight. Long three-pointer from Standard. Wow, she was out by the volleyball spike line and made another one. That's her third of the game. She's got 11, make it 57-19 streaks, but it'll be a continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Lily Clark on the right wing with it. Out high right side, Capri Ferguson. To Lily Clark, swing it to Alexis Edgerson, left baseline for three. Good! Alexis Edgerson has come alive offensively here in the second half. Her second three. She's got 10 and make it 60-19 streaks. Standard drives in, shot blocked by Juniper Schwartzman, and she gets the rebound as well. Down court it goes to Lily Clark, drives in right side, leans in, gets hammered by Schroeder. Juniper Schwartzman with the block and the rebound. And going to the free throw line will be Lily Clark. Schroeder's picked up her third foul now. First free throw up, in and out, no good for Lily Clark. She's got 4 points in the game, a basket in the first quarter, a basket in the third quarter. So the clock running, 6:30 to play and counting, 60-19. The streak's lead, second shot bounces off, no good. And Juniper Schwartzman rips the rebound away, gets it up off the glass and in. Wow, what a strong move by Juniper Schwartzman. Ripped it away, and I thought they still had a hold of the ball as she was putting it back up, but she's able to get it up and in. 62-19 streaks. Schroeder with it down the right side of the lane. Shot partially blocked by Kayla Pendergast. It's going to go off of standard last back to the streaks. So Kayla Pendergast with a couple of blocks here this afternoon. 62-19 streaks, under 6 minutes to play. Alexis Edgerson left wing to Capri Ferguson, top of the key. Down on the right block it goes to Lily Clark. Got knocked away, and it goes off of Schroeder last. And it'll be streaks basketball. One of the Burlington players had to come out. I'm not sure what's going on. Going over to see the trainer. She had a blood on a finger or something, not sure. All right, Capri Ferguson to inbound. Ball gets away, run down by Alexis Edgerson, left of the center circle. To Capri Ferguson, right of the center circle. On the dribble, now goes left, gives to Alexis Edgerson, out high left side, to Kayla Pendergast between the circles, right wing, Capri Ferguson. Capri on the dribble. Now out top of the key, gives to Kayla Pendergast. Now it's Juniper Schwartzman, right wing, Capri Ferguson to Kayla Pendergast. Wide open down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Nice movement by the streaks. The assist to Capri Ferguson. 64-19 streaks, 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Standard on the dribble, a little wild runner, and got it up and in. And unfortunately for Alexis Edgerson, Alexis was running next to her, and Standard just lost her balance and actually fell into Alexis to draw the contact. So that's her first foul. Standard got the shot up and in, and we'll have a chance at the traditional three-point play after a couple of wild three-pointers, and hits the free throw. 64-22 streaks. Capri Ferguson's going to get a break. Grace Nelson comes back in, and she'll trigger the offense for Galesburg. Galesburg with a 64-22 lead. Kayla Pendergast to Grace Nelson, top of the key, down the left block to Juniper Schwartzman, puts it up and in. Did I say double-double? Yes, she does have that. This is Standard on the dribble, top of the key. Out high right side, it goes to Schroeder. Schroeder, 15-footer, banks it up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Kayla Pendergast, and Brown has it for Burlington. Brown drives right baseline, kicks it left side. And Riemann able to run it down in the corner. Now ball goes, thought it went off of Standard last. They're going to say it went off of Alexis Edgerson last, though. So it goes back to Burlington with 3:50 to play and counting. Inbound comes to Plummer. Now to Standard, drives left baseline, missed the shot off the bottom of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Grace Nelson for the streaks. Right side, Lily Clark misses the five-footer. Alexis Edgerson with the rebound, gets hammered, no call. Now Kayla Pendergast with it for the streaks. I thought it got knocked away. They say it went off Kayla last. So, Alexis Edgerson with an offensive rebound there. 3:19 to play. Streaks with a 66-22 lead. This is Standard. Drives right baseline. Cut off by Alexis Edgerson. Kicks it out to Schroeder. Fires a three-pointer. That's way short. Rebound. Who else? Juniper Schwartzman. Five here in the second half. Now Lily Clark's shot is blocked. And it's going to be Streaks ball down on the left baseline. Capri Ferguson back in. She'll replace Grace Nelson with 2:55 to play in the ball game and counting. So Capri to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Lily Clark in the paint. Puts up the 10-footer, gets hammered, and she'll go to the free throw line. I think it's going to go against Standard. That will be her second foul, I believe. Nope, that's three on Alexis Standard. 2:55 2:34 to play and counting. Lily Clark at the free throw line with two shots. Missed her only two there earlier in the quarter. She's got 4 points in the ballgame this time. First one is short with 2:20 to play. Lily Clark, second shot is up. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Plummer for Burlington. This is Standard on the dribble down the left side of the lane. Fires a wild shot up, can't hit, and the rebound taken away by Schroeder. And thought there was some contact there with Kayla Pendergast, but Schroeder gets it up, but now they call a foul on Kayla on the putback attempt. So Ella Schroeder goes to the free throw line with two shots, 1:47 to play and counting. Streaks with a 66-22 lead. Have a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey in the postgame. Of course, Neymar Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game. Run down our stats and more. First free throw is no good by Schroeder. And then we'll have another game coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. Take the air around 2:10 here from John Thiel Gym. So Schroeder, second shot is up, and it is good. It's her third point of the afternoon, 66-23 Streaks. Capri Ferguson gives to Juniper Schwartzman out high right side. Kayla Pendergast out of Juniper Schwartzman down on the block, got knocked away, and a jump ball called a tie-up. It's going to go back to the Streaks. And it will be Capri Ferguson inbound, 50 seconds to play and counting. And it comes to Lily Clark, penetrates, puts up a runner in the paint, no good. Kayla Pendergast with the rebound, can't hit, gets fouled the second time, no call. Now Juniper Schwartzman with it, up off the glass and in. 35 seconds to play, 68-23 Streaks. Standard with a nice move down the left side of the paint. Missed the shot, though, and Capri Ferguson with a rebound. Capri on the run, gets to Lily Clark running the floor right side and got hammered, got it up and in, and the foul. Nice job by Lily Clark. Took the contact, put it up and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play. The foul goes against Brown. That's her second. And the assist to Capri Ferguson. Got a rebound on that that sequence as well. Free throw up and good by Lily Clark. 71-23, 9 seconds to play. Standard. I'm sure she's probably not going to pass. She's going to try to fire up another three, and there she goes, way out high, and missed that one badly. Juniper Schwartzman with another rebound. And a half second to play. Final score, Galesburg 71, Burlington 23. What a game for the Streaks here this afternoon in dominant fashion. And pick up another win. They move to, 8-3 on the season after that win. Burlington drops to 1-5. So the Streaks win it here this afternoon, 71-23, the final score. We'll come back with our post-game show, run down some stats, talk with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, Neymar Dave's auto body crunch time player of the game, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
High school girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You can pick a present. You can pick a present from the Pick a Present board. The Pick a Present board has plenty of presents to pick. Make a match and you could catch the Christmas spirit quick. When others pick and make a miss, this is good for you. But when it's your turn, don't crash and burn or others will laugh at you. Furniture tools, cleaning, bright shiny diamonds and more. Barbecue, car detail and gift baskets galore.
Listen for your chance to call in and play. Keep track of the game board on our website, WGIL.com.
With Mod Speckle Bellies in Monmouth.
Pick a Present from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Finding the perfect gift is never easy, but I'll tell you what's always a big hit, a detail shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body. Think about it. Who do you know that wouldn't love to have their car, truck, or van cleaned by someone else? Because really, what you're giving is more than just a detail, it's a feeling. That feeling of getting in a nice, clean vehicle, and it's so hard to beat. So no matter what the season, no matter what the reason, make gift-giving easy with a Detail Shop gift card from Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
You better call Dave's.
Happy holidays. I'm Tyler Gum, broadcasting live from Walmart Supercenter here in Galesburg. It's the Boatload of Toys Toy Drive for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. For almost two decades now, we've been out here collecting toys for children affected from domestic violence. Whether it's big or small, monetary donation, whatever you can donate, tis the season, and we're off to a great start. This is only day two. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock tonight, and then again tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's the Boatload of Toy Drive here at Walmart in Galesburg.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer!
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod! Ingenuity! Pass it on! From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com!
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Brian Prescott from WGIL with this reminder. The Galesburg VFW at 1001 Michigan Avenue hosts bingo every Saturday, and you're invited. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. and bingo starts at 12:45. So put it as a recurring event on your calendar and come out for weekly fun. For more information about this and other area events, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Gradually becoming partly sunny today with a high of 38. Clear tonight, overnight low 19. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 36. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 23. The extended forecast, the outlook for Monday, sunny with a high of 42. Clear skies Monday night with an overnight low of 19. While Tuesday, sunny and a high of 36. In downtown Galesburg, it's 33 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon, 71-23, the final score over the Burlington Greyhounds. Streaks move to 8-3 on the year. They'll play a little bit later on against either Pekin or Bloomington. They're battling over at the field house right now. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, congratulations on the win. We were just talking off the air. It's kind of nice to get one like that every now and then. A little bit shorter bench because both the fresh soft and the varsity are playing two today, so some of the girls that dressed varsity off the sophomore team weren't dressed with you this afternoon, so you just kind of had an equal rotation of five players in and out for a while.
Right, and it was nice of, I think Coach Rux has always done a good job on the sophomore level when they've had games where they've been able to really, take control of it like we did, where of intermixing the starters with the others. And I think it's good that way where they, get, maybe a more game-like experience that way where they're involved with different players than they might normally. But I was very happy. I thought the second quarter we were maybe sloppy and kind of, you could tell we kind of felt like things were pretty easy. We thought, and that we didn't realize that, we had to work hard to get things. And in the second half, I thought we did a better job defensively, and so we were able to get out and get fast break. And I thought the girls did a lot better with their choices in the fast break in the second half.
Well, yeah, and defense is kind of what set the tone. They weren't a great ball-handling team, but your defense took advantage. I mean, the 24 standard, she was doing the majority of their ball handling, and I would have hated been her this morning with either whether it was Cadence on her or Alexis or Kiara or Lily, whoever was guarding, just did a really outstanding job on her and bothered her the whole game.
I would agree, they did that. I thought, as I said, I think when we in the first quarter when we pressed, we really got things. And in the second quarter, I thought, it was almost like there were some times where when a shot went up that all five people were like, we're going to get a fast break. I'm taking off. And it's like, well, somebody's got to get back there and get the rebound for us. But, oh, it's just, you know, you look here. There's, you know, all 10 of the girls, they're the 10 that practice with us every day. And all 10 of them practice hard. They work hard. They support each other. And so it's good to have a game like this where some of the players that aren't getting the minutes regularly get a chance to get in and have the opportunity to recognize that what they've been working on, you know, that they are, you know, able to have success. And so that was positive.
Yeah, and they came in and played hard, and you saw some good things from a lot of different positions. That, you know, Juniper Schwartzman, I had her for 18 rebounds in the game and a double-double, and you saw some other really good things from different players, whether it was defensively or offensively, and just a really good all-around effort. So another one this afternoon. We don't know yet who we play. Do you know much about either of the teams that could be?
Yeah, fortunately we do. You know, we've got a couple tapes on both Bloomington and Pekin, and Coach Barshinger coming out of retirement. He's over scouting the game today. So, I feel good that we'll, you know, have good information on them.
You think he's still got it? He still understands the game after all this time
off?
Well,
changed a lot since when he coached it. But, you know, I think with Bloomington, they're about 500. And, you know, record's deceptive because – you know, of who they have played, but they're a team that wants to get after it. They're man-to-man, and they'll play some 1-3-1 zone. But then it's interesting. They've got a good point guard. They've got one good real shooter, and then they've got a post player who, in one of the games that film that we saw, had 18 rebounds. It's a like a 5'9 athletic girl. So they'll be an interesting team to play. And then Pekin's a little bit below 500, but they've got three girls that have been playing a lot of basketball for them over the last few years. And, you know, one of their games of a loss that was impressive is they lost to Morton by 10. And, you know, Morton, that they're undefeated thing. So, you know, we'll just have to find out who it is and then kind of on the fly prepare. But I think for us the big deal is, do we play sound defensively and offensively? When we take care of the ball, we're pretty good. When we don't take care of the ball, we're pretty average.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you had 7 turnovers in the first half and a lot of them, I think, second quarter, and then just 2 in that second half. And that makes a big difference. Also points you're not giving up also, or points that you're not getting. So, yeah.
I would agree.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks as always. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk with you after this afternoon's game.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks winning here this afternoon, 71-23, the final over the Burlington Greyhounds. And, again, we'll play again later this afternoon, a 2:30 scheduled start, so it'll be around 2:10 for the pregame. Again, don't know yet who we play. Either Pekin or Bloomington will be the opponent coming up later on. Well, that's going to do it for now, and I believe, not yet. It's not. I still have more to do, don't I? Got some stats to run down. We'll have to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. We will take a timeout here, and we'll come back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with 2 fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
It's been a big year at YEM, and a big year should be followed by a big finish. Take advantage of year-end savings, because the best gifts don't always fit under the tree.
Merry Christmas. This is Julie Cooper from YEM in Galesburg. We have over 20 vehicles priced under $15,000, like a 2017 Kia Optima 14.5, 2016 Dodge Grand Caravan just under $15,000.
Shop our big finish event at YEM, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license stock fee extra.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Iredith. Glad to have you with us here this afternoon. The Streaks win it 71-23, the final score. They outscored Burlington 16-7 in that final quarter. All right, well, let's run down some post-game statistics for you. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Juniper Schwartzman off the bench with 14 points, 5 baskets, 4 for 6 from the free-throw line. I had her for 18 rebounds, a couple of steals, and a blocked shot. 13 points for Kira Kilgore, did not play much in the second half. 11 of her 13 came in the first half. She had a basket in the third quarter. 2 threes, 3 twos, 1 for 2 from the line, also in a rebound and an assist. Let's see, we had... Abby Davidson with 6 points on 3 baskets, 4 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. Cadence Leidick with the 4 points on a couple of baskets, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Abby Lingefelter with 2 points on a basket, over 2 from the line, a couple of steals and a rebound. Grace Nelson with 3 points on a three-pointer, also had 4 rebounds and 3 assists. Let's see, Alexis Edgerson. Oh, she was in double figures, 10 points. Alexis also had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Let's see, we had Capri Ferguson with 8 points, also with 5 assists, a couple of steals, and 3 rebounds. 4 points for Kayla Pendergast on a couple of baskets. 7 points for Lily Clark on 3 baskets, 1 for 5 from the free throw line. Streaks with 4 three-pointers in the game, 6 out of 17. Still struggles a little bit from the free throw line. End up with just 9 turnovers for the game. For Burlington, 25 turnovers for the game. They were led in scoring by Alexis Standard with 15 points, 2 twos, 3 threes, 2 for 3 from the line, 5 points for Sophie Brown on a 2 and a 3, 3 points for Ella Schroeder on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. And that was it as far as their scoring. 4 three-pointers, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. And again, the 25 turnovers was the big stat for Burlington, and really the Streaks did a great job defensively on them. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. I had us for 14 of their 25 turnovers. 14 of those were steals by the Streaks defense. Streaks win at 71-23. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
You can pick a present. You can pick a present from the Pick a Present board.
The Pick a Present board has plenty of presents to pick.
Make a match and you could catch the Christmas spirit quick.
When others pick and make a miss, this is good for you. But when it's your turn, don't crash and burn or others will laugh at you.
Furniture, tools, cleaning, bright shiny diamonds and more.
Barbecue, car detail, and gift baskets galore.
Listen for your chance to call in and play. Keep track of the game board on our website, WGIL.com.
With Manhart's Furniture in Knoxville.
Pick a Present from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Inspired by Rush, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Tom Thiel Gym, Tom Iredith. Streaks win it here this afternoon, 71-23. The final over the Burlington Greyhounds. Galesburg now 8-3 on the season. We'll have one more to go here this afternoon against either Bloomington or Pekin. We don't know the result of that game yet, if they're even finished over there at the field house as of yet. But we'll take the air around 2:10 for the pregame, a 2:30 scheduled tip-off here later this afternoon. All right, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's an interesting one because the Streaks really dominated from the outset. And initially I was thinking, well, defensively they did such a great job. And really, Cadence Leidick guarding Alexis Standard, just bothering her all over the court. She ended up with 15 points, but those all came in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Didn't even, well, Burlington didn't even score in the first quarter. And, you know, so you got there was a way that kind of got us going. But, you know, the streaks sustained it. And as Coach Massey said, really, really kept things going, and especially once we got through a little bit sloppy in the second quarter. We got going through the third and fourth quarters. And all the players that played did a great job. And, again, not shorthanded, but with 10 players available today, going 5-5, and then those five that really played the entire fourth quarter just did an outstanding job. And this young lady, what a game she had, a double-double, 14 points. I had her for 18 rebounds, a couple of steals, a block shot as well. Juniper Schwartzman, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And yeah, she just did an outstanding job, was just so dominant on both ends. I had her for 9 offensive, 9 defensive rebounds. That's pretty impressive stats there, and just dominant in every facet of that. So the streaks went here this afternoon, 71-23. Juniper Schwartzman, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We will be back with you again coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, around 2:10 for the pregame, a 2:30 scheduled tip. The boys around 2:45 for the pregame. They'll be playing at the Genesis Iowa Illinois Shootout up at Augustana against Bettendorf. And Brad Benowitz, Jeremy Pickrell will have that, but that will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. That's going to do it for now. We'll come back with more Streaks basketball later. Streaks win at 71-23. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. Tom Ayrton saying good afternoon for now.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.